Happy now, and today I want to talk about something that I know so many women struggle with right now, and it is how to trust yourself when you don't know what comes next. And I've struggled with this for a long time, like growing up as a twin and just not ever really truly trusting myself. This was such a big thing that I overcame and still sometimes need to still overcome. Maybe you're facing a major life decision. Maybe you're navigating a difficult season in your relationship, your career, your health, your business, or your family. Maybe you're standing at a crossroads wondering what direction to take. And if you're anything like I was, you probably spent hours asking everyone else what they think you should do. And you'll ask your friends, your family, you listen to podcasts, you scroll social media, you look for signs, you seek advice, you pull cards like me, and you just keep searching for someone to give you the answer. But what if the answer isn't outside of you? What if the answer you've been searching for is already within you? So today I want to share what I've learned about self-trust, intuition, and how to move forward when life feels uncertain. And before I get into the subject, I just want to let all the newcomers here or new listeners who don't know who I am. I'm Kathy. Like I said, I'm your host, but I'm an empowerment coach and I love teaching people how to ignite your power so you can truly step into your true powers, your happiness, your joy, so you can live a BS life, aka the bliss off life. This is something that I truly believe that everybody should be living, where when you fully understand your specialty, your worth, and loving yourself, you create a better world, a better life, and you just become happier and joyful. And this is what I call living the BS way or the BS life, where life literally becomes more blissful and softer instead of like what we've learned about the hustle and bustling. And most of the listeners here are millennials. So we grew up in a time period where our parents were immigrants or they grew up in a hard time. And then we got taught that life is hard, money doesn't grow on trees, etc. And then we carry that, and now we're in a different space or different time where we're teaching our kids, like, okay, we're going to give you everything that we didn't get, right? And I feel like millennials, we specifically do a lot of healing, which is great, more so than previous generations. So, I mean, being a millennial is a lot. But besides that, I just love helping people empower themselves so they can live this BS way. And my podcast is about empowering yourself, giving you tools, having guests that come on to help you become the best version and to maybe open up your mind, to open up new perspectives, new things that could truly help you. And maybe that's the thing that moves you forward into the life that you want and that you deserve, instead of staying stuck or staying in fear or just staying complacent. Being here just shows that you're ready to make a difference in your life. Even it may be small or whatever the capacity is, you just have that urge or you're seeking a change and you don't know where to start or where to go. And so today's episode is so perfect for moving forward because most of us get stuck in our heads. Most of us, like me, can't trust ourselves and our intuition, and we second guess ourselves, which you do a lot of contemplating and being in your head. And instead of just trusting and knowing and learning how to listen to your intuition and having that confidence after for so many years, or maybe you don't even know how to do it, like me, growing up, trusting your intuition. And so this is why I wanted to share what I've learned about self-trust, intuition, how to move forward when life feels uncertain, because I know what it's like to not know what comes next. right? If you don't know my story, I've experienced infertility for 2 years. I've experienced miscarriages twice. I've gone through IVF, and that actually was a crazy experience that I would never want to do again. And that ended up carrying me into facing a miscarriage, and then I had a natural pregnancy and then got a miscarriage. So, I mean, I faced a lot, and I've navigated through endometriosis. So it's not like my life has been easy, but all my hardships I've learned to overcome and to make them a lesson for me. And now going through all these hardships that led me into my life purpose of being an entrepreneur, being a life coach, an empowerment coach, and trying to help others and use my true gifts to help, to truly help other people overcome what I've overcame. And I've had moments in my business where I questioned everything. And as an entrepreneur, you know that your business is your baby, and it's a true reflection of who you are and what you do. And it shows you all your fears and your strengths. And it really is a wild journey being an entrepreneur, and it's hard, but it is rewarding at the same time if you are living out your life purpose and helping the people that you're meant to, right? And I've had seasons where I felt completely overwhelmed and unsure of what direction to take. And what I've discovered is that clarity doesn't come from having all the answers. Clarity comes from trusting yourself enough to take the next step. And I used to seriously be stuck in this where I was like, I need to have all the answers before I can move forward, because we're so used to having the narrative of like, I need to know every single move, and it gives you analysis paralysis. And if you, like a perfectionist like me, or a person who questions themselves and is scared of what other people think, and being a people pleaser, you always put other people's thoughts before your own. And again, like I said, I struggled with this. So one of the biggest reasons we struggle to trust ourselves is because we've been conditioned to believe someone else knows better, right? So we go to school, our school system, the matrix, literally, the system that we're brought into this world, most of us, okay, is already conditioned to believe that everybody else knows the answer, that everybody else is better than ourselves. And we give all our power and everything to everybody else. And this is what I learned having endometriosis. I gave so much power to the doctors. And going through endometriosis, I figured out like, whoa, the medical system is not what I thought. Because endometriosis was considered as a PMS issue, but it's so much more complex and so much more harsher than what the medical system said. And I had to slowly break down those walls in my belief systems that doctors are pretty much your saviors and you got to listen to them, and putting all this power and like authority that they know your body best. And when I got dismissed, and when I told my doctors, like, I'm pretty sure I have endometriosis, and they're like, no. And I got, what, like 5 no's until finally I got my diagnosis through an ultrasound. But it just showed me that, okay, doctors are humans too, but the true real power comes from listening to our own intuition and trusting. And so I was like, dude, I know in my gut I have endometriosis. I know it. Even though somebody keeps telling me it's not. And I had to trust myself. And finally, when I got the diagnosis, I was like, oh my gosh, see, I knew it. And don't let other people tell you otherwise. Your intuition is you. It literally is your higher self talking to you, telling you yes, no, right? That's why you just say you have this gut feeling or this knowing out of nowhere. That's your true self. That's your higher self letting you know this is right or wrong. And most of us ignore it because we're never taught to listen to it. And we hear all these phrases, which is funny because growing up, I'm like, okay, what does this truly mean? But in my self-discovery and in understanding myself and in spirituality, I finally understand like my gut feeling is my intuition. Oh, okay, that makes sense. Listen to your intuition. Yeah, ooh, I should listen to that thought, or I should really follow whatever feels good or right at that moment in time. But then we always have to second guess. So if you're like me, growing up, being a people pleaser, like I said, and then I always had to ask my twin because I always was scared to make the wrong choices. And I was just conditioned to be like this, right? And I just noticed that from a young age, we're taught to seek approval. We're taught to look outside ourselves for validation. We're taught that someone else has the answers. And while advice can be helpful, there comes a point where too many opinions create more confusion. And have you ever felt this? I'm sure most of you have felt this at least once in your life, right? Like, have you ever asked five different people for advice and received five completely different answers? And now you're even more confused than when you started. And that's because nobody else is living your life. Nobody else knows what your soul needs. Nobody else has your experiences, your values, your desires, or your intuition. So the truth is, many of us have become disconnected from our inner voice. We spend so much time listening to everyone else that we stop listening to ourselves. And when that happens, we begin second guessing every decision. We overthink, we procrastinate, we stay stuck, we wait for certainty before taking action. But certainty rarely comes first. Trust comes first. Action comes first. Then clarity follows. And like I said, I learned this the hard way. I learned this many times having endometriosis, knowing and doing lots of research. And I was like, oh, okay, this sounds like I have endometriosis. And then listening to the doctors, and they're like, no, you don't have it. And then they made me believe I didn't have it. And then I would just keep going back and forth with, okay, do I have it or do I not? What is this? And then even with infertility and going through that, am I going to be a mom? Yes or no? And then and my gut feeling, though, I knew I was meant to be a mom, but then I needed to see answers. And I just kept like second guessing, asking people, and trying to validate all my symptoms. Like, I literally would look every month to see if I was pregnant or not. But it's hard to tell the difference when you have endometriosis because your PMS symptoms can be similar to pregnancy symptoms. And I would like psych myself out, and I would never trust myself or my body. And it was just such a hard time. It was such dark place, and wishing that I knew how to learn to listen to myself, my body, loving myself, having confidence that everything's gonna work out. And everything obviously happens for a reason. So the first time I went through infertility and had a miscarriage, I knew nothing. I was just in the beginning stages of figuring out who I was spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. It was like this whole new version that I had to become and to learn through, which I'm so thankful for. So then when I got my second miscarriage, trying to have my second baby, I was more confident because I already went through it. I was like, okay, yes, I had a miscarriage. That was so sad. But then I knew there was a purpose to it. It was just not a good timing. Okay. I know it. I need a little bit more learning. And I did exactly what I did the first time when I had my first baby. Again, I redid the things that I did, like go for daily walks, start loving myself again. Well, I've always actually loved myself again, but more so taking the time to take care of my mental, emotional health. Because when I have a baby or when you have a kid, you just put all your time and energy on them, right? And so I had to like pull back and then start navigating life again for myself and putting myself first. And took a year, and I finally am pregnant. And oh, yeah, I forgot to report. I am 33 weeks now. How exciting. So 34 when this episode airs. So I am getting at the end of my pregnancy right now. It is a lot. I am finally feeling super pregnant. I've been feeling pretty good. And then when third trimester hit, I was like, oh my gosh, like now I really feel pregnant. Like, lower back hurts. I'm feeling uncomfortable. I'm feeling so tired. But they want this baby in me as long as possible. So the best case scenario is to have him be 38, 39 weeks, maybe even 40, because he's running on the smaller side. He's only 5% on weight. He's only 3 pounds right now, I guess. And they want him to be a little bit bigger. And I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, what do I need to do? What can I do at this point to make him grow fatter? So luckily, I guess it's easier to gain weight than to lose weight, right? So I've just been eating a lot and just eating. So we'll see how that goes, but this is kind of in the limbo area or stage. And I'm just trying in this moment in time to just bask in me being healthy. He is healthy, even though they're scared that he's on the smaller side. I'm just manifesting that everything goes right. Hopefully, I get to have a VBAC, meaning I get to have a vaginal birth instead of a scheduled C-section that I didn't love. I had to do a scheduled C-section with Gemma, my firstborn baby, if you don't know. And that was tough. I am a person that loves to move around, so when you tell me to just sit there, I can't do it. I cannot. And so I remember the first time I had the C-section, my wound would not heal because I kept moving around and it was tough. And then this time, if I can't move around and I have a toddler, yikes, I don't know. And then I got a crazy rash from the C-section, I think, on my belly, and I was there for a couple months and it was so itchy. And not only was I trying to breastfeed and deal with my boobs, and then, whew, and then a newborn, and then I got this rash. Man, that was literally mentally exhausting and physically. So I'm trying to avoid that. Hopefully, I can have the birth that I want, but we shall see. We're just in this waiting period. But of course, like I said, I will give you guys an update. I'm just excited to meet this cutie patootie, and I've been doing a weekly ultrasound to see him every week, and it's been nice. I get to see him through an ultrasound, and this week we got to see his cute little face, like a 3D ultrasound thing that I didn't even have to pay for. People were like, "Did you pay for that?" I'm like, "No, I don't know. They just did it for me, and it was perfect. It was great." And yeah, I'm just gonna bask in whatever the universe gives me, but in the meantime, I just know everything's supposed to be and meant to be the way I want it. And my mama's back too from my twin sister's place, from her helping her out since she had a newborn, or he's 18 months now. And then my mama's gonna help me with this new baby. So exciting stuff, lots of stuff going on. All right, so let's go back to the topic. I kind of went off course, but when you start taking action, you start believing in yourself, clarity follows. Because if you don't start navigating what you want or letting the universe know, how would you know, or how would they know how to help assist you into the right direction? And there is no right way to do something, by the way. There's like a million different paths and ways to get to where you want to be. So maybe you imagine it to go one way, but it's actually going to happen in a different way. And just let it be. And that's the thing is, I think when your nervous system is on fight and flight and you want to be perfect and you're scared of getting scolded like I was and all this trauma, you just start like understanding that, okay, there's just a lot of trauma stored in my body and your nervous system is trying to keep you safe from what you know, and your ego is trying to keep you safe, telling you, hey, just be complacent, just do what you're used to, okay? Don't do anything crazy, don't do anything different. That's a lot of healing. It's a lot of getting to know yourself. This is where the confidence piece comes in, right? And then getting clarity is so important for a lot of us, especially for me, someone who needs to be in control, someone who's perfectionist, someone who needs to always know the next steps. Telling me to like be free flowing is a journey, let me tell you. But I learned this lesson during one of the most difficult seasons of my life. When I was navigating infertility and IVF, there were so many unknowns. I wanted guarantees. I wanted answers. I wanted certainty. There was no certainty that I would ever become a mom. And that drove me nuts. It drove me insane. Because at one point in my life, I always thought I knew what was coming, but this was the first time I was like, oh my God, I really want this so badly, but I don't know if I'm going to ever become a mom. But then, even though I had some intuition, like, you're going to be a mom, it's okay, it's going to happen. But then I was doubting myself, and it was just like a lot of mental things that I had to go through, right? I wanted certainty and answers. And of course, there's always no certainty. There was only the next step. Like, what can I do next? What can I do next? And that was what helped me get forward and get closer to where I needed to be. And I had to learn how to trust myself through the process. Not because I knew how everything would work out, but because I knew I could handle whatever happened. And that is true self-trust. Self-trust isn't believing that you'll be okay no matter what happens. So how do you start rebuilding trust with yourself? The first step is to slow down and create space to hear your own voice. Many women are constantly consuming information. They're listening, scrolling, researching, comparing, and seeking. But intuition often speaks quietly. If your life is filled with noise, it's difficult to hear it. The second step is to pay attention to what feels expansive versus restrictive. Fear usually feels tight. Intuition often feels calm. Fear screams. Intuition whispers. Fear tells you all the reasons something won't work. Intuition gently nudges you toward what feels aligned. And this one's a good one that I learned, a trick where you know it's your intuition when it's literally the most easiest, simple thing. And you're just like, wait, what? Really? That's what you're trying to tell me to do? Yeah. If it's your ego, it's just telling you all these narratives, blah, 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 so noisy. And then you get so confused, overwhelmed, and paralyzed. That's your ego. So know and start listening. Understanding the two. And when I learned this, I was like, dang, I've been listening to my ego way too much. 90% of the time, my ego was in the running. It was literally my whole system. Like, I couldn't even hear my intuition. But when you start noticing these little things and tricks, you catch your ego and you're like, whoa. Yeah, that's my ego. Thank you for that. And then you start trying to listen more into your intuition. Actually, what is my intuition telling me instead? Slowly but surely, you change the dynamics of what overpowers your physical body, your emotions, your spirituality, everything, right? And so it's that awareness piece that is so important. All right, the third step is to start making small promises to yourself and keeping them. Self-trust is built through consistency. Every time you honor your word, you strengthen trust in yourself. Every time you abandon yourself, you weaken it. So start small. Maybe it's taking a walk. Maybe it's journaling. Maybe it's setting a boundary. Maybe it's just literally looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, I love you. That freaking simple. Maybe it's finally signing up for the thing you've been putting off. Small acts of self-trust create bigger acts of self-trust. And just like how in our world, in our matrix, we're so caught up in the physical, right? We just like judge and we just look at people and just look at their appearances, what they're wearing, blah, blah, blah. Just not important, by the way. But just like if you're working out, you take little baby steps. You don't go on an extreme diet to get healthy and to get fit. All the health and wellness space really is just take baby steps. Add in more greens, eat less sugar, right? Maybe go for a walk and start adding movement. Just little baby steps to get to your goal. What is it? So say if it's your mental health, you want to get better mentally. Maybe you set up an appointment to see a therapist. Or you can just meditate if you don't want to see a therapist. Or maybe you hire a coach to help you with your mental health. There's many ways. And with your physical, like I said, eating or adding in some movement. If it's for your emotional health, there's ways, right? Start listening to podcasts that talks about emotional health. Maybe breathing, taking breath, and doing breath work helps with your emotional regulation, right? Taking breaths is so healthy and good for you. And then your spiritual health. Where are you in your spiritual journey? Right? Maybe adding in some spiritual teachings. It doesn't have to be religious, by the way. It doesn't have to be like from the Bible or from, Buddhist wisdom words, etc. It can just literally just be like, okay, maybe you're into spirituality as in like the energy in the universe, tapping into that part of you. Right? There's just so many ways that you can help each of these spaces and what you can do on a small micro level. How do you add and create what you want truly? And when you do that, small baby steps turn into more and more and more. And then gradually it just be you. And you won't even have to second guess. You won't even have to push. And I remember my physical journey trying to get fit at 25. Now I'm 38 this year. Woo, in August. I started at 25. It was so hard for me to start. I never went to the gym. I never ate healthy. I didn't know anything about health. And I just followed the paleo diet and I just worked out on the plan of like what the paleo plan of working out too. And I didn't know what I was doing, but you know what? I just did it. And still to this day, I've been working out 5 days a week ever since I've been 25. And now it's just a habit. If I don't work out, it just doesn't feel good. I don't feel like me mentally, physically, I just, and emotionally. I just feel depleted. I feel like crap. Like I literally need to work out. It's a habit of mine and it's just who I am. And so this is what I'm saying. You just take baby steps and one day it'll just be you. And you won't have to force, you won't have to think about it. It just is you. Okay. So as we wrap up today's episode, I want you to remember this. You do not need to have your entire life figured out. You do not need every answer. You do not need certainty before taking action, and you only need the courage to take the next aligned step. All you need to do is trust yourself and trust your journey. Trust that even if life doesn't unfold exactly the way you planned, or how you want it to go, just know that it will end up exactly where you need to be. Remember, you have everything within you to navigate through life challenges and the lessons, and everything is always for a reason. So if you're currently in a season of uncertainty, I want you to ask yourself this question: what would I do if I trusted myself completely? And truly sit with this question, journal on it, reflect on it, and see what comes up. Because this is so important. It will show you how much do you truly trust yourself and versus reality right now and versus when you actually completely trust yourself. You're going to know the difference and you're going to be like, whoa. And crazy. Why do you trust other people's word so much before yourself? And yes, I guess we get conditioned, like I said in the beginning, with this, because we always have to listen to our parents. They know better. And it's part of just truly not putting the blame on yourself if something goes wrong. And then it's an excuse for you to be like, oh, okay, well, they told me to do it. And it's like not being reliable or dependable on your own work. But who cares? Even if it's wrong, again, I told you, there is no right way to go a route. And so, like I said, I tried the IVF route and didn't get a baby, but I got two beautiful babies naturally, even though doctors kept telling me, okay, it's going to be really tough for you to have babies because you have endometriosis and you're most likely going to have IVF and do that and go that route. And you know what? In my mind and my body, I listened to the medical and what? It got me nowhere. And then when I just followed my own intuition and just followed my journey and everything worked out. I mean, nothing went wrong. Even in my business, too. It's not going exactly the way I want it, but I'm kind of excited to see where it takes me. So in my business, I want to be a life coach so bad. I'm like really wanting to help other people. But now, right now, who knew that my entrepreneurship is leading me into speaking? I love doing podcasts. I love speaking. And I actually spoke on stage for the first time in May. And that actually lit me up in a different way that I didn't even know. And that's something that's making me ignite my power. Who would have known, right? And that's the journey. That's the journey that we all get to have. Just to keep going next, 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 and see what happens. And just go along with it and trust that everything works out. Because that's what you really could do. And I was driving today too when I dropped Gemma off, and I was like, man, all of us or most of us drive, and we don't even second guess that anymore, right? When we first got our license, when we were 16, most of us, you like check every little thing and you're just so scared. But as a seasoned driver, you don't care. You're just passing people up. Well, me, I just pass people up, and I'm just like thinking, what if I focus on all the stats of what would go wrong? You know, because actually having a car accident is a very high risk. Stepping into a car every day is a high risk of you dying, etc. But we don't think about that. But, you know, so many people get into car accidents. A lot of people pass away from it. Like, you know, I'm just saying, I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer, but we can always look at life negatively. Or you can choose to look at life positively, right? It's just all perspective. How do you look at life? And I just know I'm going to be here for a long time in this lifetime, which I'm excited for. I love this lifetime. Like, I think this is one of my most favorite lives that I picked. And I believe in reincarnation and us coming back, our souls coming back many times to learn lessons that we need to learn on Earth. And I truly believe this is one of my most favorite lifetimes that I picked so far as a soul being. And I know I'm here to do and help create a better world for the collective. And so I'm not going to die so soon from whatever. That's just what I believe. But who knows, right? Who knows? But the thing is, even if I'm going to be here for a long time, why not live every day to your fullest? Why not live every day as happy as you can? Why not live every day the BS way? Living a blissful, soft life. Why not? Why do we have to live in struggle? Why do we have to live in anxiety full of fear and sadness? Yes, that's what the Matrix created, but you get to choose. That's the power that you have. Right? So really do that exercise, guys. Just one exercise can really maybe shift something and help you reflect and show you something that you couldn't see before. Seriously, see what comes up. I would love to hear in the comments below what comes up for you. If you want to share, or you can even DM me or email me at coachkathymount@gmail.com about your results. I'm here to truly help you ascend, to help you truly step into your power to live the BS way with me. And it's such a great, beautiful, fun way to live. So thank you so much for spending this time with me today. If this episode resonated with you, please share with a friend who needs this message. And if you're looking for support as you navigate a difficult life season, I'd love to connect with you. You can learn more about my coaching and intuitive guidance sessions at kathymount.com. Until next time, remember, your power has always been within you. Trust it. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ignite Your Power at the Kathy Mount Podcast. Bye! Thank you so much for spending this time with me on Ignite Your Power at the Kathy Mao Podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, take a deep breath and know this, you're exactly where you're meant to be. If you're feeling called to go deeper, I'd love to support you. You can work with me one-on-one or book a numerology guidance card reading with me. All are in the show links below. And if this episode supported you in any way, please share with someone who needs it, leave a review, or take a screenshot and tag me on social media. Your support helps this message reach more souls who are ready to step into their power. Until next time, keep choosing yourself, keep trusting your journey, and keep living your bliss soft life. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!